Over the next hour, you're going to hear the two candidates for asking for your vote in the upcoming election for the Legislative Council seat of Rosevears, talking about some of the issues that matter to them and discussing the issues with each other. First, let's go to the incumbent, Kerry Finch. He joins us now live at the scene to talk about the reason why he wants to be not elected, but re-elected. Kerry Finch, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Why have you decided to stand again?
Well, I think because I've proven over 12 years to be a good independent representative for the community. That's the feedback that I get. They enjoy having somebody there who is free of party politics, who's able to represent their views, not only in Parliament, but I think also I've been a strong representative for the community as well.
What have you achieved in the last 6 years?
Oh, well, I think I've achieved being a good representative, of course, but I think one of the areas that I play my best role is in committee work, because being an independent, you don't have the opportunity to work with a team like a party person does, so you look for opportunities where you can best represent. When we had the solid complaints about the state of the Tama River, I heard those complaints, sought ways to see where we could remedy it, but then had to finally go to a select committee, which I drew up to investigate whether we should have a statutory management authority for the Tama River as the best way to manage the hinterland and also the Tama River itself. Now, we heard from, I think, 82 bodies representatives that came to give evidence to us. We made some very strong recommendations, which were not entirely taken up, of course, but certainly it proved up that the Flood Protection Authority would be the area where the health of the Tama would be managed at this stage. My preference was for the NRM to take a stronger role, but I think they believe they had that role, they had that contact with all the organisations concerned, they continue to play their role, the Flood Authority are doing what they do, and I think we're finding the Tama River better placed at this stage.
We still have a situation in the Tama when, in times of heavy rainfall, untreated sewage flows directly into that river.
Yes.
Do you take some responsibility for being part of the solution to that if it's to be fixed?
Well, I'd like to be part of the solution because, of course, everybody is just very concerned about that situation and the way we've developed with our infrastructure in Launceston that allows that to occur. So that has got to be addressed, obviously.
How should it be addressed?
Well, I think that, of course, we've got to deal with people like Andrew Nikolic, that federal funding that needs to come to support that program in partnership with the state government, and then look to solve that problem. Launceston City Council, of course, always willing to take a strong hand in that problem that is their problem, and of course we've got to just make sure that we clean up the Tama River as best we possibly can. You talk about the flooding and that sort of thing. That's the Flood Authority have taken on the opportunity to do that raking during that winter flooding time. Last year, it shifted some 260,000 cubic metres out of the Tama Basin and, of course, gave us a better appearance, a better look. Hopefully, that can be successful on into the future with other methods and other remedies.
On ABC Local Radio around Tasmania, we're standing here and we'll get a picture up online in the next couple of minutes because we've got lots of people standing around and having a listen to our broadcast this morning. Kerry Finch will join us for the first period of time, then Don Morris, the Liberal challenger, will join us for a chat. Then we'll put the two men together to talk through some of the issues in this part of Tasmania. It's one of the fastest growing, we're told. Tell me about your vision for the growth of this part of Tasmania.
Well, as you can see, it's a fantastic area. You're here in Lagana, and as you mentioned earlier this morning, it is the fastest growing area in the state, and looking forward very much to developing that infrastructure that supports that type of development, like the school that is going, envisaged for this area.
Will you support that plan? Oh, no. It's an idea at this stage.
Yeah. Absolutely. The only one I'm worried about is Mannion's buses because they won't have to ferry quite so many kids to school, but it means that kids here in this area will have the opportunity to walk to school, to ride their bikes to school, and have that school and the facilities within the close vicinity of the community. But certainly, ours is in some ways a dormitory suburb for the greater Launceston city. So, of course, people here do a lot of travelling, so we need to make sure the infrastructure is in place to get them to and fro safely. We see tourism developing and growing so strongly. You'd see with a tour up the Tama Valley, up our western side, all of the vineyards that have developed there, and also trying to develop their Celador opportunities, and the tourism opportunities are really strong for our area because it's so picturesque.
Kerry Finch, I'll read you a question from Bob from Trevallon. He asks about infrastructure. The West Tamar Highway is currently two lanes in some places, one lane in other places. Wouldn't it be better to buy some houses, he says, and make it two lanes all the way to reduce traffic congestion?
Well, of course, that's the vision for everybody and the dream for everybody, and certainly the Midland Highway is a case in point. But in my time in Parliament over the 12 years, we've seen some huge improvements, particularly the area from Cormorstown Creek up through to Lagana here, which has improved dramatically. $8 million was spent there. We've, one of the big bones of contention here has been the Brady's Lookout Road, and eventually the government has invested, I would imagine it was $13 million, could be even more. We have other areas like the road at Lenina that is really quite, it's bizarre to have a beautiful highway up to that point, and then to have a situation at Lenina where it's so dangerous, a woman pushing a pram can be a metre from a fast-moving truck. Also, during my tour at this time, I've been on the Frankford Highway, or the Frankford Road, I think as the state government prefers to call it. To be there and watch the trucks using that highway at excessive speeds, and to see school buses trying to unload children, picking up and offloading children from those buses, is really quite scary.
Kerry Finch, when people go and point their pen into the ballot paper coming up in a few weeks' time from now, they'll ask themselves, well, would it be better to have an independent? Or given that there's now 15 Liberals in the lower house, would it be better to have a Liberal candidate in the Legislative Council? I mean, that choice will be clear for them, independent or Liberal, when they go to vote.
That's right, and that's what I think is the good opportunity democratically for people, is to have a clear choice between two people. But the feedback that I'm getting is they have an understanding of the importance of the Westminster system, with having independents dominate in the upper house, or to in fact fill the upper house.
Because, well, why does that matter in terms of getting things done, in terms of creating jobs, opportunities, achieving things for Tasmania? Why does this business about independence matter?
Well, the role of the upper house, of course, in the Westminster system is to in fact make sure that you allocate that money that needs to go to a government for budget, so that scrutiny to make sure the taxpayers' money is being well spent. It's also to review legislation on its merits, and it's also to be that checking point, the parliamentary checkpoint on the government of the day. They're the roles. How can you do that? How can you do those three important factors of the parliamentary system, the Westminster system, if in fact you're a member of the party that is the government of the day?
You checked on the issue of forestry legislation, and in the end you supported the forestry peace deal. Now you've got a lower house that wants to unpick that. In fact, they say it'll be their first order of business when Parliament sits in May.
Yep.
How will you handle that?
Oh, I'll be interested to watch. To see what the government brings forward, the suggestions that they make, and how they're going to do that. Don't forget, we've spent hundreds of hours. We've spent, just in evaluating, watching the situation, and then that team of people that came together over 4 years to try to find a way through to provide peace in the forests, and they've come to an agreement where everybody gave up something. To come to an agreement. Everybody gave up something. So I'll be interested to see how that agreement that was forged and came to and agreed to by the upper house, I might point out, agreed to by the upper house, how that is going to be unpicked to forge a way forward that gives us some semblance of peace in the forest, some semblance of unity in the community, some semblance of a new future for the forestry industry, which we all want.
So is it possible that the Legislative Council will reject the Liberal Party's plans, the plans they took to the election, to unpick the peace deal?
I don't want to read their minds. So I just act individually. We don't caucus. We don't caucus on the independents. Don't caucus on our decisions. So we just bring our arguments to the floor of the House, present our cases and the results of the investigations that we've made, the representations that have been made to us, the way we assess briefings that we're given, and then we present how we view the way forward with what the government might be presenting.
Will this also be a choice of the electorate between somebody, yourself, who is anti-pulp mill, and somebody who is more likely to be pro-pulp mill in the Chamber?
Now, I'm not anti-pulp mill. I'm pro-pulp mill, but this is the wrong mill in the wrong place. The Tamar Valley is no place, as has been demonstrated by the community here. The last poll that I went to, the major poll that concerns me 6 years ago, I had somebody against me, an independent, who stood for a pulp mill. I was opposed to the pulp mill in the Tamar Valley. I got 72% of the vote. He got 28% of the vote. That tells me what the community is thinking.
On ABC Local Radio around Tasmania, Kerry Finch is our guest this morning. The incumbent, the man that wants a third term as your legislative councillor in the seat of Rosebery. In a moment, we'll introduce you to Don Morris, his challenger from the Liberal Party, and we'll ask some of the same questions to him. This will be your third term. It'll mean that you've served 18 years if you serve a full term. I think you'll be over 70 years of age if you serve it right out.
Yes, I don't look at that, do I?
Not a moment over it, but you look as good as a trout, Kerry. But people might ask the question, do you have the energy and the enthusiasm to complete a third term as a legislative councillor? Fishing's always good, travelling around Australia, there's lots of options.
Yeah, with no pension, I might add. That's one of the great suppositions in the community, is that we retire with a pension. I'm one of those parliamentarians who came into Parliament when the pensions were changed. There is no pension.
You'll have your ABC fortune to retire on.
That fortune that went absolutely south with the GFC.
It's a serious question. Yeah. You'll be over 70 years of age if you serve out this term. Yeah. Do you have the energy to complete a pension?
Absolutely. If I didn't have the energy, I wouldn't be nominating, I wouldn't be putting my hand up. But I think if people came with me on my campaign this time, with my letter dropping and door knocking, I think that they would be pleased with the energy that I've got, the fitness that I keep. I do have a strong fitness regime and a diet regime, and I think that I'm fit enough and well enough to be able to withstand the rigours of Parliament over the next 6 years.
It's been good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you in just a moment or two.
Thank you, Leon.
We'll catch up with you in just a moment as we invite you to have a chat to Don Morris, who is the Liberal candidate for the electorate. Don, I don't know if you've brought a cheer squad with you as well, potentially. We'll see if there's some more applause for you on the way. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Leon. Thanks for the invitation.
What are you standing for? What do you see as the issues in Rosebery as the candidate for the Legislative Council here?
Well, Bill Clinton used to say it's the economy, stupid, and it sounds glib, but it's jobs. It's jobs. Jobs are most important in Rosebery, just as they are in this state. There's high youth unemployment, there's low retention rates, which makes people less job ready. And if you have jobs, if you have a healthy private sector, everything else follows. You have better family lives, you have less crime, you have better opportunities you have more taxes, so you have better infrastructure. So, simplistic as it might sound to some people, it's jobs.
How do you achieve that in the Legislative Council? Your predecessor, or the incumbent, would argue that what matters is independence. How do you achieve jobs for Rosebery if you win in the LegCo?
If I was elected, well, I'd be the only member of the Legislative Council from Northern Tasmania who's in the government. The opportunity to sit in the party room of the government, to contribute to policies. Even as a candidate, I've been fortunate enough to argue when the Liberal Party was in opposition for various things for the Rosebery area. Not so far from us, there's a $250,000 that's been promised for a boat ramp. There isn't a suitable boat ramp between Launceston and Gravelly Beach, and that's been promised. I talked to the now Minister for Infrastructure. I had that opportunity. That's something that I can proudly say I had a strong involvement in with the Lagana Community Group and with the local council.
People will look at the opportunity to vote for a Liberal or to vote for an independent. Typically, people choose independence when it comes to representation in the Legislative Council. Why should they change their vote this time?
Well, I think there's a good reason why I was running. I was pre-selected before the Will Hodgman won the election, so I was running because, frankly, and I don't want to be too unkind, I don't think that the current member is someone who reflects the views of his electorate. I think particularly in the last 6 years he has moved to a certain position in the Legislative Council, along with some of his colleagues. I think that the empirical evidence, the evidence from both the state election and the federal election before that, shows clearly what are the priorities of the people of Roseville is, and I don't think that Kerry Finch reflects those.
What are the issues in which you think you and he have the biggest differences that people might choose to vote on?
Well, I think the main difference is the forest deal, and Kerry's brought it up himself this morning. The Tasmanian Forest Agreement was, I think, when I think of it, I think of that piece of paper that Neville Chamberlain held up, Peace in Our Time. They talk about it as the peace deal. It was a capitulation to people who want to undermine the industry, and it was something that not only did Kerry support uncritically, he said that he watched as hundreds of hours of debate went on in the Legislative Council. Yes, he did watch. He didn't participate in the select committee that every other member of the Legislative Council did. Now, I'm all for a House of Review, of all for a strong committee system in the Legislative Council, but to do that, you have to participate in it. That's just one issue.
The counter-criticism would be that as a Liberal Party member of the Legislative Council, what you will do is, in fact, vote for all of and any of the legislation that comes to you from the Liberal Party in the lower house.
Well, I think the truth is, and Kerry himself, I'm sure, would agree with this, the majority of amendments moved in the Legislative Council, which is the same in the Senate, are government amendments. Craig Farrell would have moved more amendments in the last Parliament as Leader of the Government and his predecessor, because governments realise when legislation gets to the upper house, they often find errors. Third parties will say this is bad law. There'll be improvements suggested, and that's where the bulk of government amendments are moved, in upper houses. A House of Review isn't a House of Review only of certain things. It's a house where everyone gets to participate. I'd certainly support government legislation, but I would have the ability as a government member in the party room to say, look, that won't work, or that's something that Roseville won't buy.
Would you cross the floor?
Oh, if it came to it, yes. The Liberal Party has the ability, unlike the Labor Party, to vote against government policy if they believe it's not in the interests of their electorate. If I thought something was strongly not against the interests of Roseville, yes, I would. But I don't anticipate that happening. I mean, I was for 3 years Chief of Staff to the now Premier. I know him very well. I know all the ministers very well. I think I could work very well with the Lyons and Bass members who straddle, as you know, Roseville straddles two federal electorates. So I think that's something that won't happen. But the answer to your question is that if I was elected, that my masters would be the people of Roseville, not the Liberal Party.
Where do you stand on the pulp mill? We spoke to Kerry Finch and asked him a question about it earlier. He said, supports a pulp mill, but not this pulp mill. What do you say?
Well, there's only one pulp mill. I saw Kerry wrote a letter to the paper saying, he now supports a pulp mill in Hampshire. There has never been a proposal for a pulp mill in Hampshire. There's never been a proponent for a pulp mill in Hampshire. The people who oppose jobs and who oppose the development of a sustainable forestry industry support a fictitious pulp mill that sits on a cloud somewhere. The only pulp mill that has been ever suggested, the only pulp mill for which the Parliament has granted permits and for which the Chief Commonwealth Scientist has approved, has been the pulp mill at Longreach, across the river from here. So if you don't support this pulp mill, you don't support a pulp mill.
Where do you stand on social issues, Don Morris? Where do you stand on issues like same-sex marriage, for example? What sort of what's your position on that?
Look, I'll give you two answers to that question. One is my personal opinion is I'm against same-sex marriage. But more particularly, I think that the idea of having a state legislation for same-sex marriage, which Kerry supported, would be an awful situation. Imagine being single in Melbourne and married in Launceston, which would be the outcome. The whole reason in 1961 that the Federal Parliament legislated for marriage was that we had a consistent law. It was ridiculous having different laws in different states. And so the idea of state parliaments legislating in the area of marriage, the High Court's since spoken on that and has thrown out the ACHU law, but I think that that's a decision for the Federal Parliament.
What other issues, as we stand around and talk about this, some of the opportunities and the challenges for one of the fastest growing parts of the state,
yeah.
What else would you set out to achieve if you were elected in the seat of Rosebery?
Oh, look, I think you're absolutely right. We, funnily enough, Leon, we're right in the heart of it. So I think the ABS statistics show that this town, Lagana, is the fastest growing region in the state. There are issues here. Kerry's touched on one that's very important. There needs to be consideration of a school for Rosebery's, Lagana. But if you promote a school here, you have to think about the effect on the enrolments in the adjacent schools, in Riverside and in Exeter. We need to think about police. I was talking, in fact, about 30 feet from where we are. The police minister was with me here on Saturday, and we were talking to people about better policing in Lagana. So whether we have better patrols and then we have a police station here, these are things that you can argue for if you're part of the government. Mm. And I think, you know, they are some of the issues. West Tamer Highway, there are various things in infrastructure that could be improved.
On ABC Local Radio, our guest this morning, Don Morris, running as the Liberal candidate in the seat of Rosebery's. Kerry Finch is running as the independent, of course, and means he's asking to be re-elected. On 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, we're coming to you from the foyer of the Lagana Shopping Centre this morning. Please come down and say g'day. Lots of people around us. I'm hoping John's taken a picture that we can get up on Twitter. You can see what it looks and feels like as we stand here at the moment. In just a tick, we'll have the two men talk about the issues together, find out where they're similar and where they're different.
Live and on location, broadcasting from the Lagana Shopping Centre, you're with Leon Compton, discussing the key issues and policy with the community and candidates surrounding the upcoming Legislative Council election in the Division of Rosebery. Mornings with Leon Compton.
27 past nine, Leon Compton in the chair with you this morning, and lots of people in the chairs around us having a bit of a chat. An interesting question from one of our listeners. It's a question for you, Don Morris, from Rocket Rob, one of our regulars. I'd like to hear what Don Morris says about the Legislative Council becoming increasingly party-oriented rather than a true house of independent review. It's an interesting issue. I mean, you can talk about your independence of thought or a role in the... But is it a good thing for Tasmania or if a bad thing for Tasmania if eventually all of the candidates in the Legislative Council are of one political stripe or another?
I think that would never happen. Never happened since 1856. It won't happen. I think the best Legislative Council is a Legislative Council of variety. It's the Labor Party got up to 5 MLCs and then it's never got any more than that. There's now 2 Liberal MLCs. And there are 13 independents. You know, I don't think that... I think the answer to the question is a variety. Then you get a variety of assessments, you get a variety of points of view.
Isn't the other way of looking at it that we're at a cusp now of the major parties looking at the Legislative Council and trying to really own an increasing share of it?
Well, the Liberal Party has a policy, an adopted policy, of looking at Legislative Council vacancies on a case-by-case basis. It always has. This year, there are 2 Legislative Council seats up, Huon, which is a vacant seat, and this seat, and a decision was taken by the party, not by me, but by the Liberal Party, that the current member does not reflect the views of his electorate. I'm not being personal against Kerry, but that is a decision that was taken by the party, and that's why they decided that they would call for candidates, and then I sought pre-selection.
Mm. Kerry Finch, how do you feel hearing that? I mean, you're being run... the argument goes, and it's certainly been run strongly by Don Morris, is that you're a green in independence clothing,
yeah,
and that you don't represent...
That is mischievously offensive to cast me as a green. I'm a true independent and a fierce independent. I might just hark back on the history. When I went into the upper house, there was a strong Labor representation. As Don has said, they built it up to 5 with an independent Labor, making sort of 6 votes. Now, I believe that the vision of Jim Bacon was to, in fact, get the numbers to be able to vote the Legislative Council out of existence, to give us a unicameral system like Queensland. And then the government of the day has control of all legislation. So, in other words, if you are not a Labor voter, say you're a Liberal voter, well, then you've got to suck it up for the next 4 years, because nothing...